Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will have class number 22 in the classes of the spiritual clinic, and it is class number 8 related to the answered supplication. Today, inshallah, we will have the second class related to the answered supplication of Prophet Ayyub, and the title is The Belief in the Divine Decree. Last week, we learned about the story of Prophet Ayyub, Job, who was the patient always, and he was always returning to Allah for support. We learn about his answered supplication regarding his distress. Prophet Ayyub was tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the distress which he lived for years and years. And actually that distress caused him to lose all his wealth and all his health and all his family. But Allah, the most merciful, answered his supplication and gave him his healthy body again, and also Allah gave him a family and more. We discussed about the lessons from these supplications and the story of patience. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about the Quranic rules which we learned from the story of Prophet Ayyub. Actually, we learned last week that life is a test, and we learned that every one of us will be tried by hardships and trials in order to prove his or her real belief and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Everyone will be accountable for his deeds or her deeds in the test of the worldly life. Final destination for every one of us will be up to our good deeds. We also learned that no disaster strikes upon the earth or among yourselves except that it is in a register before we bring it into being. Indeed, that for Allah is easy. This is from Surah Al-Hadid, Surah number 57, verse number 22, the verse which we learned in the previous class, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that none can escape the divine decree. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for every one of us is already in a register before even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring it into being. Indeed, that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easy. This is the basic for the belief in the divine decree and predestination, which is called in Arabic belief in al-qada wal-qadr. Actually, the belief in al-qada wal-qadr is the sixth of the pillars of faith in Islam, and no one's faith is complete without it. Today, inshallah, we will learn an overview of the topic of belief in Allah's decree, belief in al-qada wal-qadr. Because, inshallah, over the next coming classes, we will learn about the distress in the Quran, the ways in order to try to leave the distress according to the rules of the Quran, so that we will get the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Quran about the ways to be out of the distress, how to be content with Allah's decree until, inshallah, Allah will make for every one of us an outlet from every distress. So first, we need to know about the definition of al-qada and al-qadr, al-qada wal-qadr in the Islamic terminology. That is to say, the meaning of divine decree according to the Islamic terminology. Al-qada means Allah's will. Al-qadr means, again, al-qadr means Allah's decree of all things from eternity and his knowledge that they will come to pass at the times that are known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the specific manner that he has decreed and willed. This will happen the way they are meant to and the way they are created. Actually, the belief in Al-Qadr means that you have to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who decreed all the things from eternity. Allah's knowledge cover everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about all the events on the earth even before creating the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make everything to happen the way they are meant to and the way they are created. Actually, we need to know that there is no difference in the meaning between the word al-qada, al-qadr. Each of them means the same meaning of the other one, which is Allah's decree. Actually, the status of belief in al-qada and al-qadr actually again is one of the six pillars of the faith, which were mentioned in the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Jibreel, peace be upon him, asked him about the iman, faith. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, iman is, or belief is, to have the belief in Allah, his angels, his books, his messengers, the last day, and the belief in the divine decree and the decree of Al-Qadr, both good and bad. So again, every Muslim must know that in order to be a believer in Islam, you must believe in the pillars of Iman. Pillars of Iman in Islam are to believe in Allah and to believe in His angels, His books, His messengers, to believe in the Day of Judgment, and to believe in the Divine Decree, Al-Qadr, both the good and the bad. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified this fact for us in Surah number 45, verse number 49. Now we will read about the belief in Allah's decree from the Quran, from Surah number 45, verse number 49. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Verily we have created all things with qadr, divine preordainments of the things before their creation, as written in the book of decrees.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that all the creation was written in the book of decree, the preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah number 33, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 38, clarified to us about the rules of the divine decree and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed everything before its creation. Now we will recite from Surah number 33, verse number 38. I will read it in Arabic and English because the English is the last statement. Or I want you to read it. And the command of Allah is a decree determined. Okay? Surah number 33, verse number 38. The last statement of please. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا.
There is no blame on the Prophet in that which Allah has made legal for him that has been Allah's way with those who have passed away of the prophets of old, and the command of Allah is a decree determined.
Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying in the Quran that the command of Allah is a decree determined. This is the fact related to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is the decree and that decree is determined. So now let us learn about the aspects of the belief in Al-Qadr. Again and again, sisters, I am clarifying the aspects of the belief in Al-Qadr because we believe that life is a test. And in this test, there are hardships different trials. So everyone wants to know what is the rule controlling the hardships and trials which every one of us is facing in the worldly life. The rule which is controlling the hardships and the trials in our worldly life and all the events in our worldly life is the divine decree, Allah's will. So we must know the aspect of the belief in the divine decree so that we can have our plan, correct plan from the Quran related to how to handle the hardships and the trials in our life according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah will make for us an outlet from every hardship and trial. So it is a must for every believer to know about the aspects of the belief in divine decree in Al-Qadr, because this is one of the pillars of the belief in Islam. So number one, we must know that the belief in Al-Qadr, which is the belief in the divine decree, is not valid unless you believe in four aspects of Al-Qadr. The word Al-Qadr means divine decree. Okay, there are four aspects of Al-Qadr which everyone must believe in so that you will be a believer in the divine decree. Number one, the knowledge. This is the belief that the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses all things, and not a single atom in the heavens or on the earth falls outside of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew all the creations before He created them. This fact has to be clear to every mankind. Allah knew about all His creations before He created them. He knew what they would do by means of His ancient and eternal knowledge. There is a great deal of evidence that points to this fact, Allah said in the Quran. Actually now, I will mention to you many verses of the Quran which will clarify that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew about everything in the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by means of His ancient and eternal knowledge, knows about every single atom in the heavens and in the earth, and Allah knew all of His creation before He created them. Now we will read from Surah number 59, verse number 22, to know about the unlimited knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم.
He is Allah, beside whom لا إله إلا هو, none has the right to be worshipped but He, the all-knower of the unseen and the seen. He is the most gracious, the most merciful.
Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us in this verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knower of the unseen and the seen. Everything seen or unseen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knower of it. This is regarding the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Talaq, Surah number 65, verse number 12, informed us about the extent of His knowledge. Now we will read from Surah number 65, Surah At-Talaq, verse number 12. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن يتنزل الأمر بينهن لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما.
It is Allah who has created seven heavens and of the earth the like thereof, seven. His command descends between them, heavens and earth, that you may know that Allah has power over all things and that Allah surrounds all things in His knowledge.
Okay. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is claiming, because He is the creator of the seven heavens and He is the creator of the seven earths, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that His command descends between them. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power over all things. Allah's knowledge covers everything in His universe. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower of everything. And again, in Surah Al-An'am, Allah clarified about His knowledge in more details. Now we will recite from Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, verse number 59. Forget it. Slowly. Slowly. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنده مفاتح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين.
And with him are the keys of the ghaib, all that is hidden. None knows them but he, and he knows whatever there is in the land and in the sea. Not a leaf falls, but he knows it. There is not a grain in the darkness of the earth, nor anything fresh or dry, but is written in a clear record.
So actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified to us in this verse about the details of His knowledge, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the keys of the unseen and none knows them but He. This is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None knows the unseen except Allah. Allah knows the past, Allah knows the present, and Allah knows the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whatever is in the earth, whatever in the land and in the sea. And actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified a very important fact, which I actually mentioned before, and again I am mentioning it so that everyone will reflect on that fact. Okay? That fact is that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, not a leaf falls, but He knows it. And there is not a grain in the darkness of the earth, nor anything fresh or dry, but it is written in a clear record. Actually, one day I was in a very big forest. And on that day there were a lot of leaves from the trees falling down from, you know, the trees. And I was telling to my daughter, try to count some of these leaves. She told me, no, I can't count them. You know, she can't count the leaves of some trees. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is counting the leaves of all the trees on the earth and recording them, you know, in a record. Suppose now, for example, now the time is 12:45, Allah is recording. 12:46, Allah is recording. 12:47, Allah is recording every leaf in all the forests and trees all over the earth. This is actually beyond the imagination of the human being. This is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is recording that in that tree, in that forest, in that street, you know, leaf, it falls on that day, and that one on that day. Then again, you know, the trees will have new, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, leaves. Allah will record that leaves when they will fall down again. You see, this is, you know, every one of us must have time to reflect about these facts related to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you can evaluate the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also knows about every grain, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about everything on the earth and in the heavens, and everything is in a clear record. Subhanallah. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Taha, Surah number 20, verse number 110, clarified to us about His knowledge, so that these facts about the unlimited knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be clear in the spirit of every one of us, because this will help us to accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who knows everything, the seen and the unseen. Now we will recite from Surah Taha. Surah Taha is Surah number 20, verse number 110. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا.
He, Allah, knows what happens to them, His creatures, in this world, and what will happen to them in the hereafter. But they will never encompass anything of His knowledge.
So, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the details about His knowledge related to the mankind. Allah knows what happens. Allah knows the past. Allah knows the present. Allah knows the future. Allah knows about the hereafter. Okay? And none will compass anything of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is number one, to believe in the knowledge, and that is to say the knowledge of Allah related to the seen and the unseen, the present, the past, the future, the hereafter. Allah knows who are the people of the paradise, who are the people of the hellfire. Allah knows who are the winners. Allah knows who are the losers. Allah knows everything in His kingdom, in His dominion, in the heavens and in the earth. This is number one, to believe in the knowledge of Allah. Number two is the second aspect of the belief in the divine decree is to believe in the writing. Writing means this is the belief that Allah has written the decrees concerning all created beings in Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz. Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz in English means the preserved tablet in the heavens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote everything in the preserved tablets. Let us read now from Surah Al-Hajj, Surah number 16, verse number 70, to know about that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote everything in the preserved tablets in the heavens. It's in Surah Al-Hajj, Surah number 20, verse number 70. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تعلم أن الله يعلم ما في السماء والأرض إن ذلك في كتاب إن ذلك على الله يسير.
Know that you not that Allah knows all that is in the heaven and on the earth. Verily, it is all in the book. Allah al-Mahfuz. Verily, that is easy for Allah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us about that everything, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the heavens and in the earth is already recorded and written in the preserved tablet in the heaven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying about His power that this is very easy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the first thing that Allah created is the pen, al-qalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to it, to the pen, write. The pen said, what shall I write? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, write what will take place until the day of judgment. Whatever is to strike a human being will never miss him, and whatever is to miss him will never strike him. Actually, sister, this is the rule of the belief in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is to strike a human being will never miss him. Why? Because it is already written in the preserved tablet in the heaven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever is to miss him will never strike him. Why? Because again, it is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the preserved tablet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote everything which will take place until the day of judgment. This is how we have to believe about the writing of everything by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the preserved tablet, because inshallah we will learn about the benefits of that belief. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, has the knowledge of everything, present, past and future and the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is writing everything, already wrote everything in the preserved tablet. Everything what will happen until the day of judgment is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, whatever is to strike a human being will never miss him, and whatever is to miss him will never strike him. The third aspect of the belief in al-qada wal-qadr, or in the divine decree, is the will. W-I-L-L. This is the belief that everything that happens in this universe happens by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah wills, happens. And whatever Allah doesn't will does not happen. Nothing exists outside of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us now read from Surah Ali Imran. Surah Ali Imran is Surah number 3, verse number 40, in order to know about this Quranic rule, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. In Surah number 3, verse number 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, thus Allah does what He wills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what He wills. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that He does what He wills in the same surah, Surah Al Imran, verse number 26. Now we will read about the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from surah number 3, verse number 26. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير.
Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, possessor of the kingdom, you give the kingdom to whom you will, and you take the kingdom from whom you will, and you endue with honor whom you will, and you humiliate whom you will. In your hand is the good. Verily, you are able to do all things.
So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of the Quran is clarifying the aspects of His will regarding the mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that He will give the kingdom to whom He will, and He will take it from whom He will. Whom only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, not the will of any of the mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor whom He will, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate whom He will, because in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all the good. This is number one. And number two, we must believe that Allah is able to do all the things. And because Allah is able to do all the things, because Allah is the only power and only will in this life, so He is the one who will give the kingdom to whom He will and take it from whom He will. So actually, let us learn more about the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the Quran. Every one of us needs in this life to have a clear belief regarding to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a clear belief regarding that everything in this life is up only to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I will mention some of the verses of the Quran which is clarifying how the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is controlling all the aspects of the mankind, so that there will be no room for any suspicion regarding the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in surah number 18, Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 23 and 24, and never say of anything, I shall do so and so tomorrow, except if Allah wills. Rahim, the meaning is that وَلَوْلَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعْلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدَى إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that none of the human being is supposed to say, I will do so and so tomorrow, except by saying, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because nothing can happen on the earth except by the only will, which is the only power, which is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can a man say, I will do so and so? Okay, this is wrong. You cannot do so and so because you don't have the will to do anything. You must say, I will do so and so by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wills, I can do so and so. If Allah doesn't will, I will never be able to do anything. This is how we are supposed to believe in the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us now know more about the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 2, verse number 213. Let us read about the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the guidance. Now I will recite from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 213. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in surah number 2, verse number 213, regarding the guidance, clarifying that the guidance is only up to His will. وَهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah guides whom He wills to the straight path. So Allah is clarifying that it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is the way for the guidance for whom Allah wills. Again in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 220, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us about His will. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah said in Surah number 2, verse number 220, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَأَعْنَتَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. And if Allah had wished, He could have put you into difficulties. Truly, Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that if He had wished, He could have put us into difficulties. This has to be clear to every one of us so that we will be all the time thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to put us in continuous difficulties, but it is His mercy that He is saving us from these trials and hardships. Again, in Surah number 2, verse number 247, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified to us about the kingdom, granting the kingdom. Surah number 2, verse number 247, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah said, وَاللَّهُ يُؤْتِي مُلْكَهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah grants His kingdom to whom He wills. And Allah is all-sufficient for His creature's needs, all knowers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again is clarifying that if He wills to grant His kingdom to someone, it will be for that one, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything and Allah has the only will in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also clarified to us in this verse that Allah is all sufficient for His creature's needs. We must be sure that Allah is sufficient for all our needs. Just we need to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to believe in Him and in His divine decree, so that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our life easy. Again in Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 269, Allah clarified about His will and the wisdom. So Allah said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah number 269, يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. He grants hikmah to whom He wills, and he to whom hikmah or wisdom is granted is indeed granted abundant good, but none remember except men of understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that He will grant the wisdom. Actually, the wisdom in the Quran, it means the Quran and obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rules of the Quran. This is the wisdom. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant to some of His believers, you know, the Quran. And actually, this means that Allah granted them abundant good, because the best gift in this life is the Quran. This is the real gift in this life. But Allah again is clarifying the reality which we are living in our worldly life. None remember except men of understanding. And those men of understanding actually are very little in our life. Okay? Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 261, clarified to us His will in relation to the provision. So let us read now from Surah number 2, verse number 261. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة
والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم. The likeness of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is as the likeness of a grain of corn. It grows 7 years and each ear has 100 grains. Allah gives manifold increase to whom He wills, and Allah is all sufficient for His creature's needs. Allah is the all knower. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated that He is all sufficient for all His creature's needs, and Allah gives abundant increase to whom He wills. Again, not to anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase actually the reward in abundance only for whom He wills. In Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified to us a very important fact related to His will. Now we will read from Surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 6. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. Number 6.
He it is who shapes you in the wombs as He wills. لا إله إلا هو. None has the right to be worshipped but He, the Almighty, the All-Wise.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified to us about that fact that He is the one who shapes us in the wombs. Actually, everyone, when the mother is pregnant, she is always looking for example, a baby boy or a baby girl. She is looking for a beautiful baby. She is looking for a baby with colored eyes, with, yellow hair or black hair. She is looking for a baby to be tall and to be smart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one whom, according to His will, shapes everyone in the wombs. So this is a clarification of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is controlling the human being before His creation and before His existence in the worldly life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one to create and to shape everyone in the wombs according to His will. So that every one of us will actually feel how we are in great need of the mercy and of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every second of our life, as He is the one whom He shaped us in the wombs of our mother before our creation. And He will shape every baby in the wombs before the creation. In Surah Al-Ali Imran, again verse number 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله يؤيد بنصره من يشاء إن في ذلك العبرة لأولي الأبصار. And Allah supports with His victory whom He wills. Verily in this is a lesson for those who understand. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that this is the condition for the people to believe in Allah. They must be the people to understand. Those whom they understand, they must realize and believe that Allah is the only one who can support you with His victory. And that victory will be up to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah number 3, the same Surah, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 37, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified again about the provision and the sustenance. We will read now from Surah number 3, verse number 37. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna Allah yarzuqu man yasha'u bighayri hisab. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So the Lord of Maryam accepted her with goodly acceptance. He made her grow in a good manner and put her under the care of Zakaria. Every time he entered or visit her, he found her supplied with sustenance. He said, O Maryam, Mary, from where you have got this? She said, this is from Allah. Verily, Allah provides sustenance to whom He wills without limit. Again and again, sisters, we must reflect on these facts of our life. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the provider of the sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides sustenance to whom He wills. Allah provides sustenance without limits. Okay, again in surah number 3, the same surah, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I clarified before this ayah, that Allah does what He likes. Wallahu yaf'alu ma yasha. Again, in the same surah, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 74, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified about His mercy and the relation of His mercy with His will. Now we will read from the same surah, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 74. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يَقْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying again in surah number 3, verse number 74. يَقْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. He selects for His mercy whom He wills, and Allah is the owner of great bounty. Again, sisters, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the goal of every believer in this life. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selects you for His mercy, you are the winner, the real winner in this life, in the hereafter. Oh Allah, what are the rules for selection for Your mercy? It is up to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you must believe that Allah is the owner of great bounty. So the owner of the great bounty, when He will select you for His mercy, this is actually the best selection in this worldly life. Again, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 4, verse number 49, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified to us about His will. Rahman al-Rahim. Actually, sorry, this is not Surah Al-Nisa, Surah Al-Ma'idah, number 4 is Surah Al-Nisa.
Number one.
Surah number 4 is Surah Al-Nisa. I mentioned Surah Al-Ma'idah. I'm sorry. Okay. You know, it is Surah Al-Nisa, Surah number 4, verse number 49. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يُذَكُّونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يُذَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا.
Have you not seen those who claim sanctity for themselves? Nay, but Allah sanctifies whom He wills, and they will not be dealt with in justice, even equal to the extent of a sealish thread in the long slit of a date stone.
Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying about His will, and inshallah now we will read from surah number 3, Surah Al-Nisa, verse number 74. Read again from Surah Al-Nisa, surah 4, verse number 133. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. In relation to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إِيَّشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ وَيَأْتِ بِآخَرِينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ قَدِيرًا.
If He wills, He can take you away, O people, and bring others, and Allah is ever all-potent over that.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to everyone who is so keen to live very long life on the earth, who is always away to die, afraid to die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that He can take you away, O people, and Allah can bring others. So the life is up to Allah, and the death is up to Allah, the existence is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever all potent over that. We must believe in this, and we must actually always feel that and believe that it is up to the will of Allah to give me life, or it is the will of Allah to make me to die. Again, in surah number 5, which is Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified to us about the rule of guidance and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will read from surah number 5, verse number 30. This is surah number 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 40. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يعذب من يشاء ويغفر لمن يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير.
Know you not that to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth? He punishes whom He wills, and He forgives whom He wills, and Allah is able to do all things.
So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding the forgiveness, okay, and Allah actually is clarifying in this verse that to Him belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, because He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is regarding that, clarifying that the punishment is up to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the forgiveness is up to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do all things. So every one of us is looking for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must be sure that the forgiveness is only up to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also the punishment is not up to your deeds, it is up to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah is able to do all the things. Lastly, in Surah 81, verse number 29, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified about the relation between the will of the mankind and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will read from Surah number 81, verse number 29. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين.
Which verse?
20, Surah 18, verse 29.
And you cannot will unless that Allah wills, the Lord of the Alameen.
Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying again the same fact which we mentioned, that no one can have a will except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the mankind, jinn, and all that exists. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in Surah Al-Kahf in verse number 24 that never say of anything, I shall do so and so tomorrow, except if Allah wills, because it is the will of Allah that controls all our life. The fourth aspect of the belief in the divine decree is the creation. Creation is the belief that Allah is the creator of all things, including people's actions. There is no single atom, static or in motion, but Allah has created it, as Allah says in the Quran in the following surahs. Number 1 in Surah Al-Zumar, Surah number 39, verse number 62. We will know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of everything in this life. In Surah number 39, verse number 62, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu khaliq kulli shay, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakil.
Creator of all things, and He is the wali, wakil, over all things.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. Accordingly, Allah is the owner of everything, Allah is the knower of everything, Allah is the controller, planner, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the administrator of everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian over all things. Also in Surah Ghafir, Surah number 40, verse number 62, Surah number 40, verse number 62, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, ذلكم الله ربكم خالق كل شيء لا إله إلا هو فأنا تؤفكون. That is Allah, your Lord, the creator of everything. None has the right to be worshipped but He. How then are you turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by worshipping others instead of Him? Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us in the Quran that He is the creator of everything. So if we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything, the one who owns everything, the one who knows everything and controls everything, so how can someone will turn away from Allah and worship someone instead of Him? Actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in relation to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Allah has made every doer and what he does. What is the meaning of this hadith? The meaning of this hadith is that just as Allah is the one who created people, He has also created that by means of which they act, namely their abilities and their will. Then they do various actions of obedience and sin by the abilities and will which Allah has created. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in summary, is the one who has made every doer and what he does. So what is the rule which we learn from the four aspects of the belief in Al-Qadr, divine decree? Belief in Al-Qadr is the real test of the extent of a person's belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us has to be aware of this fact. If you want to check your belief in Allah, check your belief in the divine decree. Check your belief in Al-Qadr. Because the belief in Al-Qadr is the real test. Why? Because actually it is the true test of how much a person really knows about his Lord and what results from his knowledge of certain and sincere faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has the knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who wrote everything before the creation of everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is the one who has the only will in this life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created everything in this life. When these four aspects are clear in my spirit, I will know, I will have the correct knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about His attributes, and actually no one who can have true and certain belief except when he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who controls everything in this life, and he must have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So now, alhamdulillah, sisters, we learn about the four aspects of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have all to agree that the only proper attitude for every believer is to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, it is far better to place yourself in Allah's hand, to place your trust completely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This rule is such that mankind have no control over anything that belongs to them. They and all that they own belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He chooses for them whatever he pleases, because he is the one who has the wisdom and the knowledge. Each and every individual is only a tiny part of the universe which follows the overall law Allah has set for it. The creator of the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who controls it, determines our affairs, assigns to us our roles in the drama, stipulating all our actions on this universal stage. We must all believe that we can choose the role to play, because we don't know the full extent of the drama which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already had written 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. No one can choose any action he or she prefers, because this may not fit with the overall rule assigned to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who creates, knows, wills and writes everything. Mankind neither wrote the play, mankind nor do they own the stage. They are actors who earn their wages for their actions. Subhanallah. This is the reality of the worldly life. We are living the drama which is created by Allah, known by Allah, planned by Allah, written by Allah. Every one of us has a rule. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who assigned for us that rule. We must believe in this. We are actors. and we will earn our wages for our actions. What is the meaning of this? In the reward, you will have your reward according to your action, but at the end of the day, everything returned to the owner of everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a very important fact related to the belief in the divine decree. Actually, today I didn't discuss the rules of the divine decree in details. I just discuss it in brief because I need to discuss it, because inshallah this will be the entrance to the knowledge of the distress in the Quran. What are the rules of the distress in the Quran? How to get an outlet from the distress for every one of us? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us about how the mankind are always unthankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the attitude of most of the mankind at the time of distress with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Inshallah, over the next weeks, we will learn about all the verses of the Quran related to the word distress, so that inshallah every one of us can have a plan in her life regarding how to handle the hardships and the trials according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we will not discover at the end of our life that we lost the worldly life and we lost the hereafter. Okay, there is a very important fact now which I have to mention it related to the belief in Allah's decree, which is that the evil is not attributed to Allah. This fact must be clear to everyone. I must add it now, so that inshallah when we will discuss about the rules of distress, hardship and trials in our life, we must keep in mind that the evil is not attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, we believe that evil should not be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and evil is not attributed to you, when, in his supplication. Regarding evil, in Allah's decree, as mentioned by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he also said in his supplication to Allah, and protect us from the evil of what you decreed. Okay, this is not pure evil. It is rather evil in one case and good in another. For example, the corruption which is in the land resulting from poverty, fear, diseases. That corruption is evil, but it is good in another respect. Allah the Exalted said in Surah number 30, verse number 41, corruption has appeared on the land and sea for what men's hands have earned. Allah has ordained this for men so that they may test some of what they have done in order that they may turn back. Actually, now we will read it in Arabic and I will clarify it to you, because this fact has to be clear in the spirit of every one of us before learning about the hardships and trials from the rules of the Quran. Now we will read again from Surah number 30, verse number 40. Surah number 30, Surah al-Rum, verse number 41, Allah, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. Evil has appeared on the land and sea because of what the hands of men have earned, that he, Allah, may make them taste a part of that which they have done in order that they may return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that Allah is allowing the evil, for example, the corruption, the diseases, the illnesses, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the poverty, whatever corruption on the end, Allah is allowing it so that people will realize that it is because of what they have earned. They are the cause of the corruption. And because they cause corruption, let them taste, you know, the punishment of the corruption. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making them to taste part of that which they have done in order that they may return and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the people are living life in corruption nowadays, okay, they must believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing them to to leave this corruption, not to punish them. It is not the evil from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants them to test what they have done, so that they feel that it is their mistake, so that they repent and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the goal of the corruption on the earth. It is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to live in corruption and evil. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to realize the reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to know that all what is around us is because of our bad deeds. So let us return to Allah, let us repent to Allah, let us follow the rules of Allah so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove all the corruption. Again, and at the end, I must mention two hadiths. The first of them, which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if the divine decree, Al-Qadr, is mentioned, then keep quiet. Okay? Actually, we are permitted to seek knowledge about Allah's decree, the divine decree, Al-Qadr. But no one is allowed to give his opinion in this issue. This is the rules of Islam. No one is allowed to give his opinion in this issue. Okay? As certainly the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can't be questioned by any of the human being. And the proof is in the Quran in Surah number 21, verse number 23. الرحيم لا يسأل وهم يسألون. He can't be questioned as to what he does, while they will be questioned. This is a Quranic rule which every one of us must believe in and must keep it in mind while discussing or learning about the belief in the divine decree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, the owner, the knower, the planner. Allah is the only will. Allah is the only power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can't be questioned. No one has the right to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as to what he does. But every one of us, the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be questioned on the day of judgment about every deed. This fact has to be clear in the mind of every one of us, so that inshallah we will be always saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, our Lord, indeed we believe in your decree, both the good and the bad, and we don't question the knowledge and the wisdom of the all-knower Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, now I will mention hadith which will summarize for us all what we learned today, and then we will learn a story. Now inshallah, at the end of the class, I will mention a story which has the title, Be a Lake. The old master instructed the unhappy young man to put a handful of salt in a glass of water and then to drink it. How does it taste? The master asked. Awful, the young man answered. The master then asked the young man to take another handful of salt and to put it in the lake. The two walked in silence to the nearby lake, and when they put the salt into the lake, the old man said to the young man, now drink from the lake. As the water dripped down the young man's chin after he drank from the lake, the master asked him, how does it taste? Good, remarked he said, good. So the master asked him, do you taste the salt? The young man said, no. The master sat beside this troubled young man, took his hands and said, the pain of life is pure salt, no more, no less. The amount of pain in life remains the same, exactly the same. But the amount we taste the pain depends on the container we put it into it. So when you are in pain, the only thing you can do is to enlarge your senses of the things. Stop being a glass, be a lake. Okay, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can reflect on that story and that everyone inshallah will help herself by being a lake, not a glass. And inshallah next week I will start by the help and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to learn and to convey to you some of the messages of the hope from the rules of the distress in the Quran inshallah. And let us make the dua.